To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show. And we're going to get to the 30th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 16th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1796, also known as the Volunteer State. Before we head to Nashville, Tennessee with you, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro has debuted their new Platinum Elite line, and now you can upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite Collection, as it combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style. And earlier this year, they also released their new Max Light 5 line, so you can take travel to new lights with Max Light 5. It's as durable as ever, and it's ultra lightweight.
If you want to help ensure you experience a successful trip, you need quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for specials and information on Platinum Elite, Max Light 5, or many of their other lines. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now off to Music City, USA, we go to speak with Nashville's CVB CEO, Butch Spiridon.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Butch, and our Destination Spotlight on Nashville.
Thanks for having me. It's a good time to spotlight Nashville.
Well, that's what we understand, and we're glad to have you here. So first, I want to address this, because I think many people associate Nashville with country music, and rightly so, but you really offer an array of sounds from rock to bluegrass to classical to pop, and also country, with what has to be, if I'm guessing, you know, I don't know, well over 150 places or so, probably for live music. And I believe Nashville has the largest number of songwriters in the country living there as well for all types of music. Am I right on this, Butch?
You've done your homework. You're spot on. There's about 5,000 songwriters that are members of the Nashville Songwriter Association. We're the home of the Gospel Music Association, the Bluegrass Music Association, the Americana Music Association, in addition to the CMA. And our symphony is the most Grammy-awarded symphony in the country. So pretty diverse.
Yeah, I think that's surprising to people, because you do have an awful lot that's going on there.
Butch,
it's pretty crazy how good it is.
It is. I want to touch on the food scene, because something that really surprised me when I discovered this was, see if I have this right, there's more than 100 new restaurants that have opened in Nashville just over the past year. What's caused such a boom in the food scene in Nashville?
You know, I think it's a combination. You're pretty close. And there's probably another 100 that'll open within the next 6 to 8 months. I think it started with our new convention center, which kind of spurred the disposable income expense account conversation. Mm-hmm. But that definitely upped the game in terms of quality and diverse and numerous offering. So I think as people saw we were going to grow the convention side of our business, and our chefs are so talented, and they do the best of being original and keeping some local culture and some local flavor in play.
Well, that's a great number of, if it's about 100 now and 100 more coming. So, listen, the last time that we were down in Nashville, we spent some time enjoying some of the many plantations, the mansions, and the historic sites, such as President Andrew Jackson's home, the Hermitage,
yeah. You know,
as well as Belmead, Belmont's also there. So are these and some of the others big draws for visitors to the area?
Without question. I think going back to your comment about being known for country music, there's such a rich, deep history here with the historic homes and presidents that lived here. And just going back to the Civil War, there's a fort that was built by slaves that the city is doing a better job of preserving and restoring. And it's important to us. We value our history. We value our culture.
Mm-hmm. Butch, I think a lot of listeners hearing about Nashville will think of it as and know it as the Music City of USA, but it's also called the Athens of the South, and there is a full-scale replica of the Parthenon. What is the Greek influence in Nashville? What's the combination there?
The Parthenon was built. There was a centennial exposition in the late 1800s. And as the city was known as the Athens of the South at the time, I think there may be one or two more, there were 16 colleges and universities in the immediate Middle Tennessee area. And so in the South, we were probably the preeminent education destination, and Athens being known for literacy and democracy and education and all the other tools of being a wiser country or nation. We were nicknamed that, so we built the original replica. That sounds weird. Original replica for the Centennial, and it burned, and then they built this version, which is made of stone. The first one was made of wood.
It is something to experience,
really,
and I know it's got a lot going on there right now. You know, we've got about 30 seconds left with you. There are a number of Tennessee whiskey distilleries in the area. They're easy drives. I know the Jack Daniel's distillery in Lynchburg, it's probably 75, 90 minutes away. But before we let you go, give us a quick fact that would likely surprise some folks in our audience about Nashville and entice them to come visit.
Well, in the top of my mind, July 4th, we produce a celebration. It's the largest fireworks show in the country, and it's the only show where the fireworks are choreographed to a live performance of the symphony and hand-fired. So you get music, fireworks, and a holiday weekend all in one.
I did not know that. I have to check that out in the future. Folks, if you want to find out more, it's just visitmusiccity.com. Have a great day, okay, Butch?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Butch.
Did not know that. Very interesting. And, folks, if you do go, check out the Hermitage Hotel, the Hutton Hotel. And
what's
also
the other, the famous Gaylord Opryland Resort?
Oh, stayed there, too. Yeah,
yeah, beautiful.
They're great for accommodations. We've enjoyed them all. So, a reminder, you can check out all the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We've still got another hour straight ahead, so stick with us. Mary, Rudy, and I will be back talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.